Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa Adelaide, naganap ang isang forum na dinaluhan ng mga opisyal ng gobyerno, mga employer groups at union para pag-usapan ang paggamit ng artificial intelligence sa workplace o lugar ng trabaho. Ayon kay Employment Minister Amanda Rishworth, hindi raw pinabayaan ng Albanese government ang mabilis na pagkalat ng teknolohiyang ito.
In our second term, our government has been very focused on what is happening around AI and the opportunities that AI does present, but also our focus through a lot of our work has been how we spread the benefits of AI, but also keeping Australians safe, while also building trust and confidence in how these technologies are used.
Mabilis ang pagkalat ng artificial intelligence sa workplace o lugar ng trabaho. Ayon sa datos mula sa Business School ng University of Melbourne, halos 3 sa bawat 5 empleyado o 58% ang sadyang gumagamit ng AI sa trabaho nang regular at may 3 na gumagamit nito lingguhan o araw-araw. Sabi ng ministro, may plano ang gobyerno para sa AI sa Australia at ang tagumpay nito ay nakasalalay sa pagtutulungan ng iba't ibang antas ng gobyerno, mga negosyo at ng komunidad.
We are actively putting the right foundations in place to build confidence in how AI is adopted and applied in Australia, but trust really does sit at the heart of this work. Trust that AI will be used safely and fairly.
Pero may ilan tulad ni Dr. Dominic Marr mula sa John Curtin Research Center na nag-aalala.
Social media's algorithms affect the way we talk, the way we communicate, the ideas that we're exposed to, and the way it pushes people into sort of bubbles and extremizes. You know, the incentive is to have more extreme discourse. Yeah, and that was a huge problem. AI has those same incentives, but on a much bigger scale. You know, instead of having groups of social networks that you're communicating with, you're getting your ideas, you know, not in the public domain at all necessarily, but directly from an AI tool that knows you intimately and only you can see what it's saying most of the time, unless you're using Grok. And so you're getting a sort of custom, you know, bespoke version of the world that potentially plays into some of your let's say, less well-balanced perceptions on the world and can, you know, encourage more extreme discourse and reinforce some negative ideas if you haven't set it up properly.
Si Dr. Dominic Marr ay co-author ng isang bagong ulat tungkol sa AI na sinusuportahan ng SDA, ang pinakamalaking union sa retail at fast food sa Australia. Ayon sa report, kulang ang Australia ng isang pambansang strategiya para maayos na makontrol ang paglaganap ng AI sa mga workplace.
The big reason we've done this is because AI is one of these enormously consequential technologies. There is going to have impacts on the way everything works, but in particular on the way work works.
Nag-aalala ang mga union na baka mas tumindi ang pagbabantay sa mga empleyado, maging hindi ligtas ang workloads at lalo pang lumala ang job insecurity dahil sa AI. Sa pag-aaral ng Melbourne Business School, 26% ng mga empleyado ang nagsabing tumaas ang kanilang stress at workload, habang 39% naman ang nakaranas ng mas maraming paulit-ulit na gawain o repetitive task. Mahigit kalahati rin ang hindi umaamin na gumagamit sila ng AI at ipinapasa ito bilang sarili nilang gawa. Para kay Dr. Marr, malinaw na kailangan ng safeguards o mas matibay na proteksyon para sa mga manggagawa.
They've got the right idea in terms of understanding that, you know, this new technology is coming along and we want to make sure that it works for Australia. They've acknowledged that. But how do they do it? Now, what I would really like to see from the government is more understanding that doubling down on the institutions that we have and the regulatory frameworks that we have and updating them for this new technology and the challenges that it poses is really the guiding light.
May isinagawa na ring workforce gap analysis para tingnan ang epekto ng AI sa mga trabaho. Ayon sa ministro, may ilang pag-aaral na nagpapakita na bumagal ang paglago ng ilang trabaho tulad ng mga keyboard operator. Pero sa kabuuan ng ekonomiya, hindi naman daw nagbago ang job mix ng mas mabilis kaysa inaasahan o sa karaniwang nangyayari. Dagdag ni Amanda Rishworth, nakikita niya ang malaking potensyal ng AI na mapataas ang productivity sa buong bansa. Pero aminado rin siya na nauunawaan niya ang mga pangamba ng mga manggagawa.
We know that many Australians are anxious about AI and its impacts. If workers are treated disposably by their employer, if AI is used in a way that can cause harm, then this anxiety will harden into distrust. And this has been seen in the recent Redbridge polling published in the AFR, where 73% of workers believed AI will be negative for their job security.
Sa huli, para kay Dr. Ma, malaki ang nakataya dito.
Certainly a lot could go wrong and a lot could go fantastically. But you know, one of the things we have to do, especially in how AI affects work, is make sure that we bring people together and use it in a way that makes sense for people. We're doing it in a way that brings people along, makes people as effective as they can be, you know, lifts people up as much as they possibly can, and makes workplaces a place that you really want to be.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Deborah Grogue na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.